Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining us today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you have enjoyed this beautiful day. As I always say, if you are a new listener, thank you so much for joining us today. I'll be very quick. You know that you can find these previous episodes within this podcast, okay? They're a lot of fun. They are very exciting. They are very informational. And I'm sure that you will learn some very positive things for them. So once you get done with this episode and it's okay with your parents, if you have time this evening or on another day, feel free and go listen to those episodes. Like I said, I'm sure you will enjoy them. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for returning. You know the drill. I am so glad to have you here. And I just want to thank you for, again, taking these 10, 15 minutes to tune in and listen to the positive notes and tips that I have to share with you all. So thank you so much. Like I said, I hope you had a great day. It's Friday for many of you kiddos. Today was your last day of school, so congratulations. I am so happy for you that you have completed this year, this school year. It has been one school year that is really going to go down in history. So years from now, in your history books, wait guys, do they still make books? Do they still make textbooks? I've been out of school for a very long time, but a lot of the kiddos that I work with, they have like digital books. So do they still have textbooks? Why don't you shoot me an email with your parents' permission to let me know if they still have textbooks. But anyhow, as I was saying, you guys are going to read about everything that has gone on with this global pandemic inside of your textbooks in a few years. And you'll look back and you'll say, you know, I experienced that, some part of that at some capacity. I lived through that. And guess what? You'll be able to say you came out on top. And I am so proud of you guys for that. So, for those of you who still have a few more days and your last day might be next Tuesday or next Wednesday or even next Friday, keep pushing through. You are almost there. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. You can see the finish line. And I am proud of you for sticking to it. You know, I know that a lot of times inside of your classrooms, teachers normally, you know, kind of let you chill out. They will let you guys look at movies. I know a lot of schools do field day. I remember that when I was, you know, you guys' age. And so those are just some fun activities. A lot of time it's all about fun. So enjoy. And speaking of fun, we are about to have some of the most epic topics on our Listen and Learn with Me podcast starting today. We are going to be kicking off a new segment called Summer Fun. Boo, boo, boo. I love doing that, by the way. I wish I had one of those actual horns that go boo, boo, boo. But we are going to be kicking off a new segment or a new series called Summer Fun. And it is what it is. It is summer fun. So we're going to be talking about a lot of fun topics at the beginning of this series. And then we are going to eventually, starting in maybe late June, early July, we're going to start talking about getting prepared for that next grade level or that next school and what that looks like as you guys make the transition to your next big school or your next big grade. So I know some of you guys are going into elementary. I know some of you guys are going into middle. I know some of you guys are going into high school, and there may be some of you guys who listen who are going into college. So some of the same things will apply across the board. For my older kiddos, you guys can reach out to me. For my college students, you guys can definitely reach out to me, and we'll talk more mentor style, getting you guys prepared for young adulthood in college. So keep that in mind. All right, guys. So summer fun, it's just what I said. Today we're going to be talking about schools out for the summer. So to me, that means no more books, no more paper, no more pen, no more homework. At least for the month of June, it means beach, hikes, playgrounds, play dates, swimming pools, all the things, video games, computer time, TV time, whatever you guys like to do, and whatever your parents allow you to do in your spare time. But I really, really, really like for you guys to have that structure, okay? It's really cool to relax and have a laid-back day, but it's also important to have a little bit of structure in there. So I'm going to give you 3 tips today, just 3. And you know, we always have more formal topics when we talk about things on the Listen and Learn with Me podcast. Like we talked about being confident for the past 3 weeks, which was outstanding. And you guys did so well with that. So I want you to keep it up. We're going to talk about today recapping the school year. So that's going to be the first tip. I want you guys to talk with your parents and have open conversation with your parents and recap this school year. Like I said a moment ago, this has been a school year that is going to go down in the history books. For some of you, it may have been very stressful. There may have been a lot of anxiety involved. Some of you might have rocked at it and done an excellent job, and that's great. That's wonderful, actually. But it might have been difficult for many of you. I mean, there were so many adjustments with not being able to go to school the first part of the school year, starting out virtual, or going to school and then having to switch over to the virtual platform. So there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to unpack, and that's okay. So I want you to do that with your parents. Let them know how you feel now compared to how you felt at the beginning of the school year. Because everything was so up in the air and everything was so new, a lot of you might have felt pressure or concern at the beginning of the school year. And now you guys might feel happy and relieved now that it's the end of the school year. So share those things with your parents. If you have siblings, talk to your siblings about it. If you have friends, talk to them as well. And speaking of friends, that leads me to tip 2. What are your plans for the summer? Talk about your plans with your friends. Make time to plan play dates with your friends, to spend time with them. That's so important. Maybe you guys can FaceTime, you know? That's a great idea. If you have your friends' email addresses, or for those of you who are allowed to have phones, you can FaceTime with your friends if that's okay with your parents. You can send them an email. Just as long as things are appropriate, guys, keep that in mind. Always want to send appropriate messages, okay? Things that are appropriate. And honestly, I would suggest letting your parents review it before you send it so they can ensure that it's okay to send, okay? But talk to them about what your plans are and continue to keep an open line of communication with them. It's so important, guys. Okay, so that's easy. And again, you can make a list of the things that you want to plan to do. You can do that at any time over the course of the next couple of days or weeks or at any point in the summer. I know a lot of the kiddos that I work with, they love to go to the water parks. They love to go to Six Flags. They love to go to the museums. All of these things are great. And they also love to go to the playground. One of the main things they love to do is to go to the Listen and Learn social skills groups. We are going to be doing a summer camp this summer. And so I'm very excited to have my kiddos join me because we didn't have that opportunity to do that last summer, unfortunately, because of the pandemic. But talk to your friends about what your plans are and what you want to do. And then the final tip for today that I want to share with you all is to plan to have fun and socialize with your friends, okay? Socialize, for those of you who may not be sure what that word means, just means to talk to your friends, to play with your friends, to interact with your friends, okay? So again, however that may be, whether you guys want to play online video games together, whether you want to invite them over for a play date like I mentioned earlier, all of those things are great. And ask them how they are feeling. It's so important for you guys to ask your friends how they feel about certain things. It lets your friends know that you care about them, okay? And let's hope that they ask how you are doing, okay? Some friends may still be working on how to go back and forth and have balance in conversation, but maybe you can teach them those skills, you know? You might ask them how they're doing and then say, hey, you know, you can ask me how I'm doing as well. That's okay. So that just keeps you guys' bond a lot closer, and it also helps you become a little teacher to them if they need more help with their conversation. So remember, always talk about positive conversations. Find out what your common interests are, the things that you like to do, the things that you don't like to do, and share those with your friends, okay? So I want you guys to keep that in mind. I am so excited. I'm just so excited for this episode. I'm so excited you guys have made it through this school year. I'm very proud of each and every one of you. And again, if you need anything from me, let your parents know. You guys can connect with me over the email, on social media, however you would like. Thank you guys for listening today. Parents, I appreciate you for having your kiddos tune in each and every week. I truly appreciate all of the love and support that you give to this podcast. I truly appreciate that. We are going to be off next week because next Friday is my birthday. Ba ba ba! Okay. So yes, next Friday is my birthday, and it's also a holiday weekend with Memorial Day weekend. So we are not going to have a podcast episode next week, but we will resume the week after with Summer Fun, which is our new series for the summer. So stay tuned for that, and I hope you guys enjoy your off week. Parents, continue to chat with your kiddos, connect with them, listen with them, or listen to them. And just recap this school year with them. You'd be surprised at things they may want to share with you about how things went for them. So just keep that in mind. Thank you again for everything. If you need to reach out to me, the website is listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. You can connect with me on my business line, which is 678-919-2117. Also, follow us on Facebook. A lot of fun and exciting videos and photos there. The business page is Listen and Learn, LLC, Kennesaw, GA. And again, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can find the Listen and Learn With Me podcast there. We are on Anchor.fm. We're on Spotify, Amazon Alexa, Overcast, Google Podcast. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you can find us there. Again, I cannot thank you enough. Take care of yourselves. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.